Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Get the money and run. I can't listen to this without thinking of Jackson 5 doing the hands and steps. And that's how they just walk through their house. Like, I want you back.
Just shut up, Randy. Play the bass guitar. Don't say anything.
Let Mike sing. Where'd Janet go?
1 o'clock hour here on Zolak and Bertrand. Coming up at 1:20. So unloads on the state of Rhode Island.
Oh, so stupid. You're so dumb,
state
Rhode,
of Rhode Island.
Island.
Like, you're just not so dumb, there. Rhode Island. We all got hosed in this people. In this survey of sorts. It's not even really a survey.
No, that was dumb, Rhode Island. That was dumb.
What do you mean?
Spoken like
dumb.
A true dumb Rhode Islander.
It's not, like, oh, look at them. They're little. They're cute. Yeah.
It's not like Rhode Island was able to, you know, be asked
got
a question. But it was favorite Christmas movie by state. It was a list that was put together based on online data.
Rhode Island picked a movie I'd never heard of.
Probably like stolen Facebook data that they used to figure out which movies it is. We'll get to that coming up next segment. Zoe is very upset about it. He's been waiting all day to talk about it. All day. We are going to go back to your calls. I told Bert the quick Matt Patricia story off the air. I saw him like a year ago.
Yeah,
it was at the Belichick Foundation. Yeah. And it was at the end. And I saw him. He was very close by. And I turned to him and I said, hey, how you doing, Mark Bertrand, Sports Hub? And he, oh, yeah, no, we met before. And he said, hey, yeah, how you doing? Whatever. Just said, hey, you know, hope you're well, whatever. Shook hands. Talked for like a minute about nothing. Just life, you know. Hey, good.
You hey,
doing? Yeah,
how you
all
doing?
That crap. How you doing? Your typical greetings. And then we just kind of got stuck there awkwardly, like waiting for people to sort of file out and waiting for people to get with who they were with. And he just turned around and goes, I don't do pictures, all right? I'm like, what? What? You're looking at me? You talking to me?
You want me to take a picture of you?
What? I was so confused. I'm like, oh, okay. And he's like, I'm just letting you know. He was like angry. Now I don't do pictures. I'm like, well, I didn't ask for one. He's like, yeah, well, I'm just letting you know.
Maybe he's worried about how he looked.
Like, what the? I literally thought, like, what? Is he okay?
I never noticed anything weird with him. He's always the same guy to me.
And then, of course, thank God, Zoe comes up the aisle. He's like, hey!
Matt Pete,
talking to Beetle! And then, like, all was normal again. I was like, what the hell just happened? It was bizarre.
Bipolar.
Yes, like, it was weird. Which is why, like, he's calm as can be, and he's dropping the F-bombs in the radio interviews. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, just effing up, man.
Something's a little off there.
Hey, sometimes it slides out when you get, like, amped up, but, like, he wasn't amped up in the interview.
I don't take pictures. I'm like, all right, okay. I didn't ask for one.
Put your feet down, sit up, and respect the process.
I didn't ask for a picture.
Right.
I wasn't looking for one. Okay. Let's get to some of your calls, though, because I know you've been hanging on. 617-779-0985. Ken is in Lowell. Hello again, Ken.
Hey, Zoe. Hey, Beetle. Hey, Addy. How you guys doing?
Hey, Ken. Doing well.
How
are you?
Yeah, I wanted to talk to I'm doing well, thank you. I want to talk about the Patriots, but you guys were talking about professional wrestling earlier.
Yes, you know something about that.
Yeah, you said it was fake, Beetle?
It's
no,
scripted.
No, he said it's scripted.
It's scripted.
Oh, no, don't give me that.
You Listen, think it's real, Ken?
You think it's all on the level, Ken?
Absolutely. I mean, when they had the Undertaker soul in an urn, his manager, his name was Paul Bearer.
Yeah.
I mean, don't tell me that was fake. Come on, that was real.
Wow. Sarcasm.
Wow, little
from
sarcasm
like
from Ken and Lowell out of the gate today.
That's good. Okay.
What else going on, Ken?
That was real. Come on. And then his illegitimate half brother, Kane.
Yeah.
He went out there and they wrestled, and I don't know what happened. But anyway, Come on, that stuff is real.
What do you think? What do you think of Roman Reigns? What do you think about Roman Reigns?
Yeah, Roman Reigns. You know that dude. I wish all the best to him. You know, I mean, he's been battling leukemia and stuff like that. I hope he really recovers and stuff.
Ken knows the stuff.
He does.
Yeah. Hardy suggested last week that we get some more life advice from you, Ken. And I got to say, I was listening to a morning show in town yesterday, and they were talking about dating advice. Do you think a man should pay for the first meal, first date, Ken? What do you think?
Well, I always did. So, but then again, I was in Turkey, and a dollar goes a long way over there. So,
what
I
do you
guess,
eat there? Do they have three with forks there?
Yeah. They got forks, yeah. But they eat stupid crap like salted goat brains and stuff like that, you know?
I feel like they have the big wood bowls and they eat with, like, the pitas, you know?
No. They don't do the wood bowls. They got regular plates and stuff. But, you know, a lot of their food is really good. But anyway, listen, are you guys still there?
Yeah, we're still here.
Did you get your answer?
Yeah. It was on Dave and Chuck the Freak on one of our sisters' homes.
But do you unlock on the first date? Do you unlock the door?
There was also a discussion about how much touching should happen on the first date. You know, you don't want to creep someone out. You want to play
it. If you're an American guy, a handsome American guy like I am,
yeah,
and you're dating a Turkish girl.
Like you did.
Well, you take her out to a nice dinner. And, yeah, you do touch her and kiss her, and then you meet her on the second date, and then maybe something can happen.
Is this currently? Are you currently dating a Turkish
woman? What do Turkish women eat?
No, but let him answer. Are you currently dating someone, Ken?
No, usually fish, because, I mean, they're surrounded. The whole thing is surrounded by three seas, you know? You got the Black Sea, you got the Marmara Sea, and you got the Aegean and the Mediterranean. So you got four seas going on there, you know?
Is it Gigian? Does that start with a J or a G?
Huh?
Does the Gigian start with a J or a G?
E. I mean an A. It starts with A, E, G.
Oh, yeah. A G and C. I got you.
All right. But they got good food going on over there. I mean, it's like 3,000 years old. But that's not what I was talking about. I mean, listen, I went through the Miami thing. I've already gone through the three stages. I said, all right. First, it was denial, and then there was anger, and that's when I was bitching out, Beetle, and now I accept it.
You forgot about bargaining, and there's a couple of stages of grief you left out.
Oh, okay. All right. But I didn't know about them ones, but okay. All right, but I want to take full responsibility for the Pittsburgh loss because I did not have a full beer in my hand at kickoff time. I was in the toilet at the time, and that's my fault.
I don't know why that stopped you, but okay.
All right, Ken. Appreciate it.
See you, Ken.
All right, guys. Talk to you later. Wait. You still there?
Yeah.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. If I don't talk to you guys again for another couple of weeks or something like that, I want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, right?
All right,
same to you, Ken. Next one at Cappy's right. Copper Kettle's
Thank
on me.
You. Sincerely. Hi, pal.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Oh, I see what you're doing here, Jim. I see what you're doing. Got a ton of stuff to celebrate. I see you. I see your tactics. Now it's getting close. All right, so there's a list that has been published.
Yeah.
This week. It's called The Christmas Movie Your State Is Most Obsessed With on a map. It's a map of the United States. It has...
I go to Rhode Island to get gas and lottery tickets. Like, if it's a certain lottery game, you got to go to Rhode Island because they don't play it massive.
It's from StreamingObserver.com. It's a site that typically reviews streaming services and such. They write, it's December, and that means the holiday season is underway. For many, the best way to get into the Christmas spirit is to put on their favorite holiday movie. As it turns out, your go-to Christmas movie could be influenced by where you live. Using data from Rotten Tomatoes, Big Jim says they're on the take. And other public sources, we compiled a list of the most popular Christmas movies of all time. Then we partnered up with our friends at MindNet Analytics and used Google Trends. Google Trends data, that is, to determine which Christmas movie each state was most obsessed with relative to other states. They write, now, when you see some of the picks on this list, you might ask yourself, is that really a Christmas movie? For purists, if it's not along the lines of It's a Wonderful Life or Miracle on 34th Street, it's not a Christmas movie.
Stupid movies.
But we believe, and the Rotten Tomatoes list we referenced agreed, that unconventional Christmas movies like Die Hard and Batman Returns that subvert your expectations of what to expect from a typical holiday film also have a place on this list.
Gives me such a headache.
So they are counting movies like Die Hard as a Christmas movie. They're wrong to
not,
do so.
Right.
They're wrong.
Right. It's like counting that stupid Pogue song as a Christmas song.
And
right.
Also,
same thing.
Based on my understanding of this, and I may have this all wrong, but it sounds like what they did was they found out what states are into more so than other states. So this may not be the most popular Christmas movie in your state, but you have more interest in this particular movie as opposed to most other states. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because they just said streaming numbers, but then they use Google Trends to find out what you're, quote-unquote, obsessed with. So obsession doesn't necessarily mean you watch this more than any other, but you could be, like, Zoe could be obsessed with, you know, vodka, but that doesn't mean that he drinks it more than water. You understand? Well, maybe.
Correct.
You understand what I'm saying?
It doesn't mean it's their favorite movie, but for movies that have Christmas somewhere in them, you watch this one far more than you should.
Or you seem to be interested in it more than people in other states.
Yeah, but multiple states have the same movie.
So, for example,
so I think it's which one trends the most in each state.
Okay.
So I'm from Pittsburgh. What's our Christmas movie?
Right,
Deer Hunter?
Trading Places.
It's a good one. Funny classic from the 80s. I remember watching that when I was a kid.
Yeah, but it's like the new, like with iTunes now, with music. You could say your favorite album is X, but no, you listen to that song 1,700 times. That's not on that favorite album. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
See,
you had that guilty pleasure that you listen to 10 times a day. That's your favorite song. That's what you stream the most.
I've realized that there's too many movies on here that I don't know, and therefore just...
But to my point about Rhode Island.
But like the pure basis of this thing, I have trouble believing that in Utah, they watch Edward Scissorhands more than they watch Elf.
In Utah. What do you? I don't believe.
I just don't believe it. I don't believe that's a thing.
I have a hard time believing that Kansas has such good taste to have Scrooge as their favorite holiday movie.
It's a good movie.
It is a great movie.
One of the most underrated Christmas movies, Scrooge, with Bill Murray. So, what is Massachusetts? What do they have down for them?
It's over here in the corner, and it's Love Actually.
That's Massachusetts. You know what, Zoe? You've seen Love. You probably like that. It's got a bit of a Notting Hill feel to it.
Okay, I think I know. I'm not sure.
It's the Brit Christmas movie.
Okay.
I've never seen it.
Okay. But we got a lot of towns in England and Britain. We got a lot of Leicester. Worcester.
I can't recommend
it. A lot of those local towns.
But do you like Notting Hill?
Love it.
No, not especially.
I know you do.
Yeah, he does.
Okay, then you probably won't like Love Actually.
Yeah. But it's cute, romantic.
Hugh Grant plays the prime minister.
He's good.
Yeah, he's good.
You know, we make fun of Delaware, like a little state. This is why, like, Rhode Island always gets its tail kicked. So the movie they chose for Rhode Island, The Night Before, which I never heard of. What is The Night Before, Jim?
Did
you guys watch so much down there?
Seth Rogen. Tom is a big fan of that one.
Oh,
he said Rhode Island got it right.
My point. Yeah. My point, exactly.
Oh, that's Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's made in the last 5 years. I've watched it.
All right.
A Man That Never Saw Animal House. Yeah, we'll take movie.
Ironically, likes the Christmas classics.
Oh, wait a minute! I have seen The Night Before.
Who was in it?
A Seth Rogen movie. I've seen that. It's okay.
So doesn't know who Seth Rogen is.
He's from
he's the cop from Superbad.
Yeah, the fat guy. He was in Knocked Up.
Can I tell you the one movie on here that, there's one with Jim that I've never heard of before. I won't even try to pronounce it.
What is it?
Vermont. Look on the list there, Beetle. You take a crack at that. It's a French word.
Syrup licking.
Something Noel. Joyeux.
Oh.
That's what I would say.
Oh.
I have no idea what that is, but there are several states.
Joyeux Noel.
There's several states that list the movie The Apartment as their favorite Christmas movie. Do you know what that is? No. The Apartment?
No.
Nope.
It's like from the 60s. It's like a Jack Lemmon, like, it's a movie about, like, alcoholics.
Shirley MacLaine, Jack Lemmon, and...
Oh.
Yeah, it's like a bunch of
Fred
people.
McMurray.
I think.
Look at Carolina.
I think I had to watch it in college once for a film class, and I probably fell asleep. It's like a black and white, and someone's got an apartment where they all, like, you know, engage in adulterous relationships and drink a lot, but it happens to take place during, like, in between, like, the office Christmas and New Year's party, but it's got nothing to do with Christmas.
Well, Jim has looked up the trailer for Vermont's Favorite.
Is indeed a crusade to save the freedom of the world.
Nope. Braveheart? I'd last 5 seconds.
Oh, it's about a Christmas truce.
With the advent of World War One, Europe is thrown into a brutal and vicious chaos as men are forced to kill or be killed. While blood soaks the battlefield as Christmas approaches, the men in the trenches of the Western Front face a transformation, however fleeting, toward peace and goodwill.
What about
Nobody watches that. What's the snowman? Just the snowman.
Oh, Jack Frost was an old Christmas movie. I like that one. It was a snowman. The snowman, I think I've seen that one. New Hampshire got it right, A Christmas Carol, because you're going to go up there, you go caroling, you cut trees down, you go visit the little villages up there.
Wait, the snowman here says...
That's a horror movie.
For Detective Harry Hole.
Harry Hole? what kind of movie is that?
The death of a young woman during the first snowfall of winter feels like anything but a routine homicide. That's their favorite holiday movie?
What the hell?
New Hampshire went with A Christmas Carol.
What's the detective's name again?
I'm not saying it again. I said it once.
How do you spell his last name?
Rhode Island is The Night Before. Maryland is that Christmas truce movie. Massachusetts is Love Actually.
North Carolina is like Gremlins. Gremlins is not a Christmas movie.
But Die Hard isn't a Christmas movie either.
Hardy, you know what's a Christmas movie that never really gets enough credit for? While You Were Sleeping.
That's on the list.
Oh, it is? What state has that?
Oh, I'm sorry. Edward Scissorhands is...
That was the one that got me. When I read the list yesterday and I saw Edward Scissorhands for Nevada...
That's Nevada. While You Were Sleeping is Utah.
That's cute.
Like, how did...
California got me. Batman Returns.
Oh, that's
typical. Typical LA.
But anybody who says
Louisiana and Florida had Batman Returns, too.
Anyone who says that Die Hard is a Christmas movie, then you have to accept all of these as Christmas movies.
Right.
Here's the shocker, though. Christmas Vacation did not make the list on any of the 50 states.
Which is nonsense.
Stupid. Elf or Christmas Vacation is like the top. They're the top two. And Scrooge is three. Those are your three top ones. In any rotation. And you could even throw a Christmas Carol in there or whatever that is. 52nd Street or what's the miracle thing? I never saw it. I can't sit there.
Miracle on 34th
movies.
Street.
Throw that in there because it's classic, and I get that. Throw that in there as a top four, you know? But other than that, man, these other ones, these people are stupid. This is just dumb.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times. Yeah.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
My quick news item update.
I am Santa Claus.
Is that there is a bipartisan bill, bipartisan legislation that has been introduced by Chuck Schumer and Orrin Hatch today, the Sports Wagering Market Integrity Act of 2018. What are you laughing at?
Gambling.
This is bipartisan. We can agree on this.
Oh, no, no, no.
Okay, you and I can come together at the holiday season.
It's the only thing that these people can agree on.
Politically, you and I can be aligned on this.
Sports gambling. That's great. Go ahead. Keep reading.
If there's one thing that will bring the two parties together, Zoe, it is sports gambling.
Sports.
Bipartisan support. In order to have the U.S. Justice Department set the minimum standards that states must follow in order to offer sports betting, the eight states that already offer sports betting can still offer it while the Justice Department evaluates the laws and goes through this process. The bill would not provide so-called integrity fee payments to the leagues, but would require that sports wagering operators use data that is provided or licensed by the leagues. And that is not about money. That's about using an official set of stats and results to follow that, right?
Right.
You can't say, oh, I'm going to do a prop bet for X amount of yards thrown by Tom Brady this weekend. Well, who's determining what the number of yards is? You got to, you know, use an approved, you know, stat service that's approved by one of the leagues or whatever you might say. So there you go, Sal.
Sports.
Dogs and cats living
easy.
Together.
That's easy.
In harmony.
Gambling, right?
Oh, coming really. Together at the holiday season. What can we there. Agree on? What is it that we can agree on? Sports. Oh, we can all agree on sports betting. So there he goes.
A lot of money to be made out there for
happy people. Holidays.
There we go.
Happy holidays. Nice. Nice. We're on the verge of a shutdown, but got to get that sports gambling bill in. Get the sports gambling taken care of. 617-779-0985. Also an email coming in saying that The Snowman is a children's animated silent movie that just has music. It's not The Snowman from 2017 that we were looking up. And I responded by saying, do we know that for sure?
But they named...
Because this list is whacked.
But they named Investigator Harry Hole?
Well, they didn't. I looked up the movie The Snowman.
Yeah.
And it was Homicide Detective Harry Hole.
I played with a gay guy. Not a gay guy. I played with a guy by the name of Harry Colon. He was drafted my year.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he's told us this before.
Harry played for the Detroit Lions for a while. Yeah.
And so being from Western PA,
and
he
believes
that Harry and Harry are the same word.
Honest to God, he had hemorrhoid issues when he was with us here in New England.
Funny.
And he would always be face down getting treatment to his backside, and he ended up having surgery to repair them. Mr. Harry Colon. True story. Honest to God, true story. I think it was like a seventh round.
I don't know how you could make that up.
I couldn't believe it. I saw Harry Colon getting shaved so he could get a hemorrhoid treatment. What are the odds?
Shaughnessy was covering a team then.
Shaughnessy is with us tomorrow.
Yeah.
Great. At Warrior Arena.
And Jim is not.
Jim is not.
Yeah.
Dennis in Rhode Island. Hi, Dennis.
Well, that's hard coming in after hemorrhoid talk. Zoe, that is a great movie. You are definitely missing out
what movie?
On The Night Before. No, The Night Before.
I never saw it.
Top five Seth Rogen movie.
Right.
Top five. And I understand why it's loved here in Rhode Island. Also, though, nobody calls dinner time supper anymore in Rhode Island.
Oh, really?
Nobody does.
Jim?
Nobody. Nobody.
You don't call dinner as supper? Anymore. You guys have supper, Jim?
Yeah, no. Yeah, the older generation calls it supper.
Yeah. And you watch Ted Coletto on that news, right?
Mike in Providence. Hey, Mike.
Oh, my God. That is the worst list. That list made me way more angry than it should have.
It does. It made me so angry this morning when I see it, because we do all these stupid little trivia things at Christmas and rankings and that. And it's just, you can't just go and have a good time. Just do your own Christmas thing. Like, you got to get tagged with this now.
Shouldn't the first rule be it has to be about Christmas?
Well, yes.
Or have something to do with Christmas.
And here's what people will argue. Well, got you talking about Streaming Observer, which is all they want. Okay, and here's what we're going to say. Streaming Observer sucks. This, because this list sucks. And if this is the type of work that Streaming Observer is putting out, then I would say it sucks. So if that's the kind of talk they want going on, then yes, by all means, they accomplished it.
Serious question. If you asked 10,000 people what their favorite Christmas movie was, would any one of them say Batman Returns?
No, nobody would.
That's a great point.
And that's sort of my issue with it. It's not a survey. They used it on, you know, like everything now.
But they
stolen data.
Right. And all the crap that they say, it's like, oh, we're using a Google search to identify what the obsessions in relation to other states. But the title of this of the map is Favorite Christmas Movie by State.
Yeah.
So all the crap that you say after the fact is undone by the big honking title you put on this thing. And when you say Favorite Christmas Movie by State, and then you look and say, oh, what is it in Texas? It's the movie Gremlins. Well, that's crap.
That's bull crap.
That's, of course,
I can make
crap.
This. I can make
well,
this intern.
Big Jim Murray. Big Jim Murray is coming in at 2:00. He is wearing a Gremlins Christmas sweater today.
Well, he's stupid.
Came by the window and flipped us off. Double birds.
And he's the one
he says
made
that
fun
Gremlins
of us.
Is a Christmas movie.
Yes, he does.
And made fun of me when he said that Pogues thing is definitely a Christmas song.
It is a Christmas song.
I can have this intern go and pull every single person up here on this floor, Beasley. and without giving him any heads up, just say, hurry up quickly, tell me your favorite Christmas movie. And he would come back with a list, and we would probably have rankings of Christmas Vacation.
Does he have time to do
Elf?
That?
No, I'm just saying. But
got a notepad? You got
nobody. You wouldn't come up with anybody. All these people live in Massachusetts. Not one would come out and say that's the one. That's what represents a state. That makes it's
Love Actually.
This is stupid. Oh, you know what it is? It's Love Actually. Yeah,
it's not a bad movie though.
I'm gonna watch it. Now.
Is it right off the? Does it roll off the tongue? Like, hey, Merry Christmas, favorite Christmas movie. Love Actually.
Ooh, Hardy, no. I got a new show for you to watch.
I wouldn't even call it Christmas. I wouldn't even call it a Christmas movie.
Thank you.
I got a show for you to watch.
Mm.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later.
What is it?
The prison show that Ben Stiller.
Escape Atlanta.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You in? I knew you'd like this.
Way ahead of you. It's so good.
Yeah.
It's really
so good.
Yeah. Barry's in North Attleboro. Barry.
Hey, Zoe, Beto, and Merry Christmas, guys.
Hi Barry.
And Hardy.
And Hardy.
Hi.
Oh, Hardy's in there, too. Yeah, Hardy's my man.
Yeah.
And what about Wonderful Life with James Stewart and Donna Reed? I mean, that's
I'd allow that in. I mean, because that's a classic.
And it should be in there.
I don't like it.
I don't see a single state that has that.
I wouldn't sit here and make fun of that state that has that.
God no, damn. I think it's one of the best holiday movies, Christmas movies you can watch. Because actually, it's real life. It's, people go through that in real life.
That's yeah. right.
That's right.
You know?
I hear you.
Only one.
Anyway, guys, I'll leave you at that. I hope you guys have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Thanks, Barry.
You too, Barry.
Only one state is Elf. Kentucky. That's it.
Again, what's with those crappy states having good taste?
Yeah, because they get it.
Delaware. Delaware has a Christmas story.
Or they have no taste outside of the obvious ones.
Yeah, that could be it, too. Maryland has a Miracle on 34th Street. That's a classic.
Every time a bell rings.
Finish it.
I thought you weren't going to make fun of
that's
the classics.
Why I make fun of the promos of that. And I see the guys holding a good daddy every time a bell rings.
Jason with a Patriots point. Hello, Jason.
Hey guys, I was going to say a Christmas story too, but Bad Santa's another one.
That's in there,
Bad
but that's
Santa
a Midwest.
Is here. Hold on, I saw Bad Santa.
It's in the middle.
It's Nebraska.
Another cornbread.
Yeah, but before I get to my Patriots up, but Gremlins is a Christmas movie. But besides that, where I'm at with the Patriots. Until another AFC team proves that they can beat them in the big playoff moment, my money is on the Patriots still. Even with the slow defense that can't stop a turtle. But that also gets to my question, though, is we're seeing Tom Brady forcing the ball to Gronk and Edelman. Do you think it's because of the deficiencies on the defense?
I don't think it has anything to do with the defense.
I don't see.
He's trying to function.
There.
He's trying to function in his own space, which is offense. Yeah, he doesn't worry about the defense. What he worries about is, you know, okay, it could be field position based on where the defense got you the ball back. You'll protect the ball when you're a little more backed up. You'll take more chances when you get around midfield. But really, defense doesn't impact the way Tom Brady disperses the ball throughout his offense. Not getting that one.
Final call of the day, Tim and Randolph, take it away.
What do you got, Tim?
How you guys doing? Yeah, the last two games were obviously painful. Miami was just a fluke. The Pittsburgh game, though, so you were commenting on. The big play to Gronk on the 4-yard line, you know, with all the yeah. penalties we had, you know, we run the ball off tackle on first and goal from the 4, and they call a penalty. And even Romo said, I didn't see anything there. It's just so hard to be an effective offense when you get that many penalties. Now, granted, there was a lot of motions and offside.
I'd say 80% of the stuff that they got called on them was legit. Okay.
80% Bozo?
Yeah.
But
I mean, you're taking away that one and you're taking away the Shaq Mason one. I didn't see that. And I thought it was a BS call on Jonathan Jones on the hand checking down the sideline. But other than that, all those other calls were there.
Well, what about the one on the holding call when it was first and goal from the 4?
Cannon. Got him.
Was it really that?
Yeah.
I mean,
arm around the guy's waist. Yeah, hugged him. That's hold.
What about what's Konecki doing, though? I mean, used to be, averaging 6 penalties per game. Last year we were the best as far as penalties.
You're not playing smart football is what you're not doing. That's, you know, Dante. Dante coaches differently this year now. It's just, you know, you get tired, you make mental mistakes, you make physical mistakes. You get sloppy with your positioning. You get beat, and all of a sudden you're reaching and grabbing. It's right in front of where everybody sees you, coming off the edge. You know? Those edge guys got it tough, both tackles. I wouldn't want to play tackle. I wouldn't want to play corner, and I wouldn't want to play tackle because everybody in the stadium knows when you mess up. Everybody. Now, it's tough being a tackle. That's a lot of weight. You got a lot of, you're trying to block guys or run a twist, getting by you. Some guys are faster. And man, if you don't have the right positioning, you're screwed. And that's part of the problem what they had on Sunday. Pittsburgh got to jump on them.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, time for today's takeaways, brought to you by Waken 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life, official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox. Those are the sweet, dulcet tones of one Marshall Hook. A little update right there. It's good seeing the Hooks. Hook NATO. They share the same birthday. Got some good takeaways today. I'll go first.
Okay, go ahead.
TJ the intern. Is his name right? TJ. Yeah. We gave him a job to do about a month ago. I said, hey, Bert makes weird noises and he's a stuttering prick. Take that to Blue Moon and make a song out of it. Burke's a little, you know, like that. And he did it. Listen. Intern's going to get, Sean, no, he's got a project before he goes back to school.
What's his project?
He's going to get Blue Moon by Sean, no. And you're going to dub Burt's voice into the chorus.
Oh, a little production project.
Little production project.
Oh,
bomb, 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 bomb,
bomb, dang, 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 ding, dong, ding, blue moon. Oh, the production project.
Dom Burt's voice.
Oh, little production project.
Oh, boy. Dom Burt's voice. It's a lot of us.
Oh, the production project.
Little production project. Does Bert do that on TV? I don't see him doing that. Oh, he does?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, nice.
Absolutely. There's more people on the set.
Mm. Oh, he's got to get a word in there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. 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 Oh, yeah.
Well, they just did.
He most definitely does.
Yep.
Our thanks to Bert. TJ, good work.
Yeah.
Good work.
It's good.
We'll accept submissions after you're gone.
Don't tell anybody about anything that you learned here.
That's Zoe's first rule for the interns.
Have thick
anything
skin.
You hear, you didn't hear it.
Have thick skin. If you heard from me, I didn't say it. Hey, would you eat here? Would you stay here? What you do here stays here. Yeah.
Speaking of Bert, little item from him today, talking about bleeping and censoring himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of my friends said when I started doing TV and radio, like, how do you yourself? Because you a lot.
What he said was, how do you bleep yourself? Because you bleep a lot. So we just put the beeps in for him.
TV and radio, like, how do you yourself? Because you a lot.
But it sounds really dirty when you do that.
Yeah.
When you put those bleeps in. There was that today. Another small item was you singing David Bowie.
Oh, excellent Christmas song. Peace on earth, the merciful earth.
Listen.
Can it be?
Listen to the voice.
It's like, it's such a good voice. Just listen to it.
Play it again. One more time.
Peace on earth. Can it be? Can it be?
Listen to the voice.
That creeped me out when
Can
I was a kid.
It be?
I'm like, look at this weirdo. That weird vest he has on. That weird hair. That lit. There's Bing, bum, bum, bum. Over there, there's Bing Crosby. Next time, go bum, 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 bum. It was weird, man, when you were a kid. Sorry. I wasn't buying any of that crap.
Years from now, perhaps we'll see.
See the glory.
All right,
peace
tomorrow.
On earth.
Like he said, hearth. You put it like an H in there.
Heavy, heavy hearth. Peace yes. on earth. Would you rather listen to that or would you rather listen to the Pogues?
That?
What can it be for me, the Brit?
Awesome. All right, tomorrow. We're going to be at Warrior tomorrow.
Yes, we will.
We'll bring the heaters again.
Bring the heaters. We'll bring the heaters. Dan Shaughnessy will bring the heat.
We
got the freak for 2 hours tomorrow.
So you'll be with us.
It'll be the getaway day before getaway.
11. He is 11 to 1 tomorrow, right? Normal time for Dan Shaughnessy.
It's his normal time? That's nice.
We'll talk to Tory Krug as well. He's been hot. Talk to Kruger.
Yeah, he's got it going.
Yeah. And, we'll do this again. Hopefully we can have some fun there tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right.
Ooh, a grilled cheese day.
Oh, feeling like a grilled cheese. Going to add a slice of ham in there or anything?
Yeah, and a nice little Helen. She should fire up the soup. Get the tomato soup going so I can dip the grilled cheese in it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.